Today I wanted to share a gadol story about Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. Now Rav Isser Zalman epitomized the brilliance and depth of the new approach in learning sweeping through the great yeshivas of Lita. This revitalized a generation of budding scholars. He was a prized Talmud and a penetrating thinker of Rav Chaim Mibrisk. But what marked Rav Isser Zalman as unique was not the fact that he had a brilliant mind, but that he had a big heart. And because of this big heart, he was able to lead the Eitz Chaim Yeshiva to Eretz Yisrael and ultimately bring new life to the land of Israel when it was swept away from Europe. So what was unique about Rav Isser Zalman was that he loved Torah. He loved everyone around him speaking Torah. And what he would do is he would encourage Bnei Torah to always come and share chidushim, new insights, and he would listen with an amazing smile to every shtickel Torah, to every little vort that anyone had to share. His son-in-law reminisces that at the chatana, the custom with for the son-in-law to share a vort. So his son, Rav Yitzchak ben Menachem, stood up to say the Dvar Torah. He started off quoting a Tosefta. And Rav Isser Zalman started bursting out, saying, "Gevaldik! Wonderful!" Chassan then mentioned the Talmud Yerushalmi. And Rav Isser Zalman said, "Wow, Meiridik, amazing!" Now, at that point, another Rosh Yeshiva, the Chevron Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, who was the brother-in-law of Isser Zalman, leaned over him and says, "You can't start saying how wonderful it is if he hasn't really said anything yet. It makes it look like you're not really paying attention." Rav Isser Zalman smiled apologetically, saying, "I can't help myself. Is a Tosefta not worth exclaiming over? Is the Yerushalmi not a cause for rejoicing? Gevalt." I love this story because it shows us the type of passion that we should have in an ideal world for every Torah source that we get a chance to learn. And we'll be blessed with a day full of Torah.